They'd use us both against each other, which is why you can't be around when they show. Thomas turned and studied my face carefully. What about Murphy? If you call in the council, Mavra will screw up her life. I chewed on my lip a little. Murphy wouldn't want me to put innocence in danger to protect her. If one of the heirs turns into some kind of dark god, people are going to die. She wouldn't forgive me for protecting her if that was the cost, I said. Besides, this isn't about recovering the word. This is about stopping the heirs. I can still get the book to Mavra and fulfill our bargain. Thomas took a deep breath. Is that wise? I don't know. She's not exactly alive. I doubt Kemmler's techniques would apply to her use of magic. If they didn't, Thomas said, then why would she want the book? Which was a damned good question. I rubbed at my eyes. All I know is that I've got to stop the heirs, and I've got to protect Murphy. If the council finds out that you're planning on using them to defeat the heirs so that you can give Kemmler's book to a vampire of the Black Court, you'll be in trouble. Not for long, I said. The wardens will execute me on the spot. God, and you can accept that from your own people? I'm acclimated, I said. We were quiet for a moment. You want me to sit this out, Thomas said. You don't want me to help. I don't see that I have much choice, I told him. Do you? You could just leave this whole thing. We could head for Aruba or something. I looked at him. Okay, he said. You won't, but a guy can hope. I just don't like the idea of sitting on the sidelines when you might need my help. He frowned. Hey, you're doing this on purpose. You're trying to keep me out of it to protect me, you sneaky little bitch. It works out that way, I said. Think of it as payback for those painkillers. He grimaced at me, then nodded. And thank you, I said quietly. You were right. I needed the rest. Of course I was right, Thomas said. You looked like you were about to pass out. You still don't look great. I'm hungry. Did you make those pancakes for breakfast, or are they only decorative? Go ahead and mock, Thomas said. He slapped a bunch of pancakes onto a plate and brought it over to the table, along with a plastic bottle of maple syrup. Here, happy birthday. I blinked at the pancakes and then up at him. I'd have gotten you a present, but... He shrugged. No, I said. I mean, no, that's okay. I'm surprised you remembered it all. No one has remembered my birthday since Susan left town. Thomas got himself a plate and left the rest on a third plate for Butters. He sat down at the table and started eating them without syrup. Don't make a big thing of it. I'm sort of surprised I remembered it myself. He nodded at the world in general. So you think Gravain and the Corpse Taker are the ones who turned the lights out? I shook my head. They were both stretching themselves by keeping so many undead under their control. That's why the Corpse Taker went after Gravain with a sword, and why he defended himself physically. Then who did it? Cow, I said. He made himself scarce last night. My guess is that he was too busy setting it up to take a swing at Gravain or the Corpse Taker. Why Cow? Because this is a major hex, man. If you'd have asked me yesterday, I wouldn't have thought this was possible. I don't know how he did it, but... I shivered. His magic is stronger than mine. And from what I saw of his technique, he's a hell of a lot more skilled, too. If he's as good at thaumaturgy as he is at evocation, he's the most dangerous wizard I've ever seen. I'm not sure how he did it matters as much as why, Thomas said. I nodded. He gets a lot of advantages. Paralyzes human power structures. Keeps cops and so on too busy to interfere with whatever they're doing. But that's not the only reason. You said something about preparing the way? Yeah, I finished a large bite of syrupy pancake goodness. Black magic is tied in pretty closely with a lot of negative emotions, especially fear. So if you do something that scares a whole lot of people, you get an environment that is better for black magic. This stunt is going to cause havoc, make a lot of people worry. It will help with the heir's major mojo tonight. You're sure it's tonight? I nodded. Pretty much. It's Halloween. The barriers between the mortal world and the spirit world are at their weakest. They'll be able to call up the most spirits to devour tonight. All the acts of black magic they've been working around town were also part of that preparation, creating spiritual turbulence, making it easier to use larger and larger amounts of black magic. Thomas ate several bites while he listened. Then he said, "How are you going to contact the council with the phones out?"
"Alternative channels," I said. "I'll call up a messenger."
"Meanwhile," Thomas said, his voice a little bitter, "I will stay here and do nothing."
"No, you won't," I said, "because you're going to be figuring out where they'll call up the most old spirits. Not only that, but I'm leaving you a copy of Bony Tony's code numbers. Figure out what they mean."
He toyed with a bit of pancake. "Old spirits would come from a graveyard, right?"
"Probably," I said, "but sometimes they can get attached to possessions instead of a specific location. See what you can find out about Native American burial grounds or ruins. That's the right age bracket for what the heirs want."
"Okay," Thomas said, without much confidence. "And you want me to figure out the numbers, too?"
"With Butters," I said. "He can help you on both counts. He's damn smart."
"Assuming he wants to help," Thomas said. "He might want to cash in his chips and get out of this game while he's still alive."
"If he does, then you'll be on your own," I said. "But I don't think he will."